Can't Wait for Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Is it Christmas yet?
No, sorry, not yet.
I can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, I can't wait for Christmas either. In fact, let's celebrate now.
Welcome to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast.
It's April 25th, 2025, and that means there's 8 months left until Christmas. Today on the show, we're going to hit the beach and answer the question, what does a sand dollar have to do with Christmas? We'll also count down the top five Christmas yacht rock songs, get an expensive glimpse at the prices of Christmas future, and find a little year-round Christmas in the most magical place on Earth. Okay, let's start the show! Ahoy, Yule Believers, and welcome to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, the podcast all about Christmas history, Christmas traditions, Christmas media, and everything else Christmas. I'm your host and guy who just got back from a four-day cruise to the Bahamas, Tim Babb. Yes, my family and I just had our first Disney cruise aboard the Disney Wish, and the best part is, this was a Christmas present from my wife and I to our boys. So once again, we found a way to extend Christmas. All the way past Easter, in fact. But all this time on the ship has really put me in a merry maritime mood. So I'm here to wish you some seas and greetings. And I can pretty much hear you moaning from here. But what I'm trying to say is everything on the show today is inspired by our recent vacation. So let's move on to our first segment. We need a little Christmas. Now.
We need a...
So before we set sail on our cruise, we actually spent a few days at Walt Disney World. And if you know me, you know that I'm of the opinion that Christmas and Disney are two great tastes that taste great together. But I was in Disney World during April, Easter Sunday to be specific. So what's a Christmas-loving guy to do? Well, if you've been listening to the show since April of 2022, you've heard me talk about the Plaza Point Shop at Disneyland. It's a year-round Christmas store right at the end of Main Street where you can go and pick up ornaments, stockings, other decorations and trinkets, or just look around and soak in all those Disney Christmas vibes. Well, not to be outdone, Disneyland's big little brother Walt Disney World has two year-round Christmas shops. The first is called Ye Olde Christmas Shop, and it's in the Magic Kingdom Park. It opened in 1996 and actually replaced not one, not two, but three stores that were previously in that spot. They merged them all into one store, but kind of kept the theming of the old stores so that the Christmas shop had three distinct sections. Here's a more detailed layout from the Disney Fandom Wiki, which is a thing that exists. A music teacher shop serves as a very formal setting, where mandolins, fiddles, and recorders can be set up and prepared for a concert on Twelfth Night. With sheet music for traditional carols like Joy to the World, The Holly and the Ivy, and I Saw Three Ships can be seen on music stands. A sign advertising music lessons hanging outside implies the owner is Ichabod Crane. Next door is a woodcarver shop, a much more casual workshop setting where handcrafted ornaments and toys can be found scattered around the displays. The third area, located in the former silversmith shop, is the home of the Keppels, inspired by Walt Disney's grandfather, Keppel Disney, a Pennsylvanian-German family of craftsmen and folk artists who have welcomed guests into their home to share their hospitality and sell their wares. This storyline was intended by the Imagineers to allow the shop to keep a wood-burning stove prop from the former silversmith shop, though it was ultimately removed for more display space. So you gotta love how the Imagineers are trying to tell a story even in the gift shops. I wish more places did that. 7-Eleven would be way more interesting if there was, like, a plot. So that's Ye Olde Christmas Shop, but what if you want some of that Disney Christmas magic, but you don't want to pay admission to the Magic Kingdom? Then you head over to Disney World's shopping dining district, Disney Springs, and there you'll find Disney's Days of Christmas, the second of Disney World's year-round Christmas stores. And while the one in Magic Kingdom took over for three stores, the Disney Springs store is even bigger. Basically, if you have a Disney Christmas desire, this is your best shot to find it, I assume. You see, full disclosure, I didn't go to either one of these stores while I was in Disney World. We only had two full days, and we decided to cram in three parks, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios to say goodbye to Muppet Vision. So Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs never made our itinerary. Fortunately, they do sell ornaments year-round at a lot of stores all over Disney World. So I was able to grab a Christmas ornament from the Celebrity 5 and 10 store in Hollywood Studios. But not seeing either of the year-round Christmas shops gives me an excuse to plan another trip, right? Okay, time to move on to our countdown feature, 5 Golden Things.
5 Golden Things.
So, a few years back, we had Jasper Smith from Straight No Chaser on the show. In addition to talking about the a cappella group's Christmas music, we talked about some of their other work too, which led me to fall in love with their album Yacht on the Rocks, which is an entire album of yacht rock covers.
What is yacht rock?
I'm glad you asked, imaginary listener. It sounds kind of like the star of the soon-to-be-closing Muppet Vision 3D.
It's Carl, and too soon, man.
I know. Anyway, yacht rock is a designation given to soft rock music released between 1976 and 1984. Now, not all songs from that era qualify as yacht rock, and in fact, you don't have to be from that era to be yacht rock. According to Wikipedia, drawing on sources such as smooth soul, smooth jazz, R&B, and disco, common stylistic traits include high-quality production, clean vocals, and a focus on light, catchy melodies. The term yacht rock was coined in 2005 by the makers of an online comedy video series, Yacht Rock, who connected the music with the popular Southern Californian leisure activity of boating. Now, originally, it was meant to be an insult to this type of music, but many, like myself, unironically love this subgenre of music. And while I don't have a yacht, I did just get off a cruise ship, which is really just a gigantic yacht if you think about it.
I did think about it, and no.
Regardless, I decided to see if there was any yacht rock Christmas music, and it turns out, like most things, if it exists, then a Christmas version of it exists. So, come aboard, landlubbers, as we count down the top 5 Christmas yacht rock songs.
Number 5.
Hall & Oates, Jingle Bell Rock.
Mix a mangle and a jingle and a beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
I thought I'd start with a familiar one. After this, the list gets a bit more obscure, but Hall & Oates' Jingle Bell Rock is still in regular rotation on Christmas radio. This single came out in 1983, so just at the tail end of the official yacht rock boundary. And this definitely has the light, catchy melody. This song is sure to get your Christmas yacht party going.
Wait, Christmas yacht parties? Is that a thing?
I choose to believe they are, and I choose to believe I'll be invited to one any day now. Also, I choose to move on to...
Number 4.
Michael McDonald, This Christmas.
This Christmas!
When I went searching for yacht rock Christmas music and stumbled across this, I assumed I'd found an old Michael McDonald track from the 1980s. Nope. This song was released in 2009 as the title track to Michael's Christmas album. It's younger than the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but it definitely gives those 70s, 80s yacht rock vibes. It's probably because I associate Michael's distinctive voice with 80s hits like What a Fool Believes, Sweet Freedom, and I Keep Forgetting. So even though this is out of the official yacht rock zone, I say it still has the appropriate yacht rock vibes.
Number 3.
Christopher Cross, The Best Christmas.
The radio play Christmas songs, the Ashburn woman's room. Then was my best Christmas, snowed it all day with you.
Once again, this song was not released in the official yacht rock era, but Christopher Cross is a peak yacht rock artist. And once again, even though this song came out in 2007, it definitely has that yacht rock sound. You can tell me that this song was made the same year the iPhone debut, but it sounds like the soundtrack to an 80s movie. I think Christopher left his synthesizers on the totally radical setting.
Number 2.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Speaking of totally radical, this is one of the favorite discoveries I made while researching this list. I mean, yet again, this is not from the era. In fact, it only came out 10 years ago in 2015. But I have a feeling Casey and the Sunshine Band stowed away in Marty's DeLorean back in 1985 and just jumped straight to 2015. Because listen to these horns. That's yacht rock, baby! Come on! The only reason this isn't number one on my list is there's that odd spoken word verse towards the end of the song. Didn't quite do it for me. If you want to hear a spoken version of a song, I'll see if William Shatner's ever done a Christmas album.
Honorable mentions!
America, Winter Holidays.
Winter holidays are coming, it's that time of year.
Yet another out-of-era song. This one's from 2010, but it turns out you can take America out of the 80s, but you can't take the 80s out of America.
America has been out of the 80s for decades.
No, not the country America, the band America, the one singing this song.
Oh.
Just listen to this intro and tell me it doesn't give you yacht rock vibes. Chicago, All Is Right.
We'll all be singing Silent Night. If the fire's so bright, all is right with the world at Christmas time.
This is the most recent song on the list. It's from 2019.
So only one song on your whole list was actually a legit yacht rock song from the 70s or 80s?
Yes, well, yacht rock is more than some dates on a calendar. It's a musical feeling. As in, these artists, who made some great yacht rock back in the day, had a musical feeling to keep the same style for multiple decades. And I didn't just decide to make this song number one because I saw a YouTube video titled The Best Yacht Rock Christmas Song, All Is Right by Chicago, but I have to admit, the title of that YouTube video did not lie. Again, a great horn section throughout this track, and I love the irony of how loud they belt out the words Silent Night in the chorus. I don't know if that was done purposely or if it's a happy accident, but I'm totally here for it. And that's my list. But if you yacht rock aficionados out there have some songs I missed, be sure to send them to us at our new email address, christmaspod@gmail.com. And now I gotta ruin these vibes a bit as we have a late-breaking Christmas news story in the middle of spring. It's time for All I Want for Christmas Is News.
All I want for Christmas is news.
Okay, that's enough. Would you stop it? Just why?
Sorry.
So one thing about a Disney vacation, you often get that Disney bubble effect. The outside world doesn't really intrude, and you're just having a magical time. I kind of think of this podcast that way for Christmas. The world can do whatever it wants out there, but in here, we're celebrating Christmas all year round inside our little Christmas bubble. Well, unfortunately, some real-world troubles managed to sneak into our bubble in the form of international news. Here's Reuters with the story.
Chinese producers of plastic Christmas trees and decorations expressed worry on Wednesday. That's as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs took effect, including 125% duties on Chinese goods. China's Christmas industry said on Wednesday that orders from the U.S. have slowed, with both sides cautious about the risk of import tariffs rising further.
Yes, as of this taping, the United States has imposed 145% tariffs on all Chinese goods.
What is a tariff?
It's a tax placed on goods imported into the country.
Oh, so China has to pay a tax to import things into the U.S.?
Not quite. Let me run you through how it works. Let's say there's a factory in China that makes Christmas lights. Crazy Carl's Christmas Light Emporium. And normally, they sell each crate of 100 strands of lights for $1,000 a crate. So, there's a retail chain in America, Lurleen's Christmas Wonderland. They pay Crazy Carl $1,000, and then they get the lights and put them on sale for $20 each.
But wait, if they're paying $1,000 for 100 strands of lights, that's only $10 each.
Well, the store isn't just going to sell them at cost. They have to do a markup to pay for rent and utilities for the store. They got to pay their employees. They got to pay for advertising, and there's got to be something in there for profit. But hold on. We haven't even gotten to the tariffs yet, because now there's a 145% tariff on those Christmas lights. So, when Lurleen's Christmas Wonderland goes to buy that same box of 100 Christmas lights, they'll have to pay $2,450. $1,000 will go to Crazy Carl, and the other $1,450 will go to the U.S. government. But now, when you break down the cost of each of those strands of lights, it costs Lurleen $2,450. So they can't charge $20 anymore. They would lose $4.50 on every sale. So when you go to Lurleen's Christmas Wonderland to buy your strands of Christmas lights this year, she'll be charging $30 to $35 for the same strand of lights that used to be $20.
Yikes!
And that's assuming the tariff rate stays the same. It's been adjusted several times over the past few weeks, and there's a chance it could be adjusted again. So Lurleen doesn't know how many Christmas lights to buy. She doesn't know how many she can sell at 30 plus bucks each. So she hasn't placed an order yet because she's waiting to see how this whole tariff thing is going to shake out. Now, multiply Lurleen across all the American companies buying Christmas merchandise and multiply Crazy Carl across all the manufacturers in China making that Christmas merchandise. Remember, we did a show in 2021 about how nearly half of all Christmas decorations are made in one city in China, Yiwu. In fact, over 80% of all the Christmas merchandise that Americans buy comes from China. Jamie Warner from the National Christmas Tree Association had this to say at the end of the Reuters piece.
We're really not sure how the consumer is going to react to this, but with prices will definitely double for all of our products. And we don't know if that's sustainable.
So no easy answers for now, but the situation could change at any point. We'll keep you updated if there are any new developments. And now a word from one of the other podcasts in the Christmas Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast. We're the podcast that explores the coziest stories and memories of Christmas. Join me as I invite you to listen in as I read some of the classic stories of Christmas. Stories like The Gift of the Magi or A Christmas Carol, among many others you may not have heard of before. Sometimes I'll have a guest on and we'll talk about Christmas and the stories that matter to them, like the stories of their favorite Christmas memories and traditions. Sometimes I'm joined by my favorite co-host, my daughter Grace, and we'll talk about and try different Christmas foods, play games, or chat about our favorite Christmas movies and traditions. And also teddy bears. So come on in, make yourself at home, and enjoy all the cozy Christmas stories and more heard here at the Cozy Christmas Podcast. You can find out more at www.cozychristmaspodcast.com.
Welcome back. So I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I just got off a cruise this morning.
You mentioned it!
All right, fair enough. I only bring it up again because part of the cruise experience is dropping into various ports of call. One is Disney's private island and another is in the Bahamas. I noticed a recurring theme in the gift shops there in the Bahamas. Christmas ornaments made from sand dollars. And that got me to thinking, what has a sand dollar got to do with Christmas?
Come home for Christmas on the beach. Those snow angels by our feet. Walk along the sea and build sand castles under palm trees.
Let's start off with this. What is a sand dollar? Well, it's not the unit of currency used by the Little Mermaid as I first thought. It got its name because when they wash up on the beach, their round shape and white color look similar to a Spanish dollar coin. It's actually a class of sea urchin called an echinoid. And in fact, the sand dollar is known by many other names. Sea cookie, sand cake, and snapper biscuit. And although you mostly know them from the ones you find on the beach, those are actually just the sand dollar's skeletons, or tests. When alive, the sand dollar looks quite different. It looks like a fuzzy little disc of green, blue, violet, or purple, depending on the species. That fuzz is actually a whole mess of tiny little spines that the sand dollar can use to move around and bury itself in the sand. It does this to avoid predators like the cod or the flounder. Plus, on the ventral side of the sand dollar, or the underside, they use the spines to grab up algae and organic matter found along the ocean floor and move it towards their mouths that are in the center. On the dorsal side, or the top, the spines are arranged in sort of a star shape, and they act as the sand dollar's gills.
Hey, Jacques Cousteau, what does any of this have to do with Christmas?
All right, well, now's as good a time as any to talk about this poem written about sand dollars. No one knows who wrote it or exactly when, but it was towards the beginning of the 20th century, they think, and it does explain why not only why I'm talking about sand dollars, but why I picked this particular episode to talk about sand dollars. Let me read you the poem. There's a lovely little legend that I would like to tell. The birth and death of Jesus found in this lowly shell. If you examine closely, you'll see that you'll find here 4 nail holes and a 5th one made by a Roman spear. On one side, the Easter lily. Its center is the star that appeared unto the shepherds and led them from afar. The Christmas poinsettia etched on the other side reminds us of his birthday, our happy Christmastide. Now break the center open, and here you will release the 5 white doves awaiting to spread goodwill and peace. This simple little symbol Christ left for you and me to help us spread his gospel through all eternity. Yes, thanks to the meaning folks have gleaned from the marks on a sand dollar skeleton, it's become a symbol of both Christmas and Easter, which is why I made today's show about the sand dollar since Easter was just a few days ago. Now, I should clarify, in case you've never seen a sand dollar skeleton, they have shapes on the dorsal and ventral parts of their skeleton that kind of resemble flowers or leaves. And they have 5 holes in the skeleton, which the poem equates to the stigmata, essentially.
But what about that part about breaking it open and finding something inside?
So that's actually the sand dollar's teeth. That mouth in the center has a jaw inside that is apparently titled Aristotle's lantern. It has 5 teeth in there to crush up whatever the sand dollar eats. after they die, the teeth are just sort of bouncing around in there, and they do kind of look like tiny little doves. So now, thanks to that anonymous poem, the sand dollar is now associated with the two biggest Christian holidays. And I thought that was a good topic for the show, because how obsessed with Christmas do you have to be to see signs of it in a dead crustacean skeleton that you found at the beach? I don't know, but clearly, that poet was on our wavelength. And now, next time you're at the beach, you can find some Christmas in the sand.
Christmas in the sand, whoa.
That's our show. I'm gonna get going so I can catch my flight home, but thank you for listening. I know this was a bit of a goofier episode than even our normal goofy episodes. Not what I meant, but that technically applies. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed it just the same. I'll be back to my normal landlubber self next month, so until next time, Yule Believers, keep laughing all the way.
And that was Christmas 1983.
Actually, Dad, it's 2025.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, and email us about it at christmas@tancast.com, we'll send you a free Can't Wait for Christmas sticker. If you'd like to see the show notes or leave a comment on this or any other episodes, you can go to our official website, cantwaitforchristmaspod.com. While you're there, you'll find a link to our official Zazzle store, where you can grab customizable t-shirts, ornaments, stickers, and all sorts of other Christmas-themed items all year long. We'd love to connect with you on social media. On TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, we are Can't Wait for Christmas Pod. And on the app formerly known as Twitter, we are @ChristmasPod. We Wish You a Merry Christmas was performed by the United States Marine Corps Band, and this amazing version of Jingle Bells on the accordion was performed by the wonderful and talented Christian Nowicki. All other music and sounds used in this episode are the properties of their individual copyright holders, and they are used for purposes of commentary and review. No infringement is intended. Okay, boys, did I forget anything?
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
A music teacher shop serves as a very formal setting where men... Alright, I need to find my glasses. I kinda see what I'm reading! All of a sudden I'm Scottish! Not really Scottish, but like that crap American version of Scottish! A music teacher shop serves as a very formal setting where mandolins... I always start to say Mandalorians. It's not what was in the glasses. It's just my head. My head wants to say Mandalorians. This is not the way in this case. The third area, located in the former silversmith shop, is the home of the Keppels, inspired by Walt Disney's grandfather, Keppel Disney. A Pennsylvanian German... You know what? Disney Wiki, Fan Wiki, you did not design yourself to be read out loud. So send them in to Christmas. No, I don't remember our new email. Hold on. I don't remember it. I gotta look it up. Yacht on the Rocks, which is an entire album of yacht... This is an unfortunate time to learn that I can't say yacht rock, because I have to say it multiple times throughout this entire next segment. After this, the list gets a bit more obscure. Obscure? Like the obscure way I pronounce obscure? Speaking of totally radical, this is one of my favorite discoveries I made... One of my least favorite discoveries is how bad I am at typing things.
So only one song in your whole list was actually a legit yacht rock song. Legit yacht rock.
It's actually a class of sea urchin called an echinoid. I'm sure that's how you pronounce that. Echinoid. 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 I'm echinoid at how difficult things are to pronounce. Boom!